Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph, the floor supervisor in the fraud department. Good afternoon. How can I help you?
I am being charged for something that I never bought or even saw or even heard of. And I want to be, also they said I would have to pay every month for something. So I want to get this off my bill. This is, or else I'll have to do fraud. Because I never saw anything like this. Apparently it was an app. I don't go to apps. I've been doing this thing for a long time, and I know when I go to an app.
Mm-hmm. Okay, ma'am. Let me go ahead and pull up the account. And I can see what's going on from there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can I please have, if you don't mind, the zip code in the first and last name, please?
Good night, sir. 10708.
Thank you.
My zip code? Yes.
Okay, and can I have the first and last name?
Is this the same thing?
First
yeah.
And last.
Okay. Cynthia Cooney, C-Y-N. C-H-I-A, Cooney, C-O-O-N-E-Y.
Thank you. I'm looking for an account with that name. And again, my name is Joseph. I'm the floor supervisor in the fraud department. So once I have an account pulled up, I'll be able to see what's going on there for you, ma'am. Thank you for your patience, Ms. Cynthia.
This is this one. Yeah.
This one.
12/18. Transcend Wellness. Come on, I know what's going there. We have to look at that. That's not possible. So it's in the same.
Can I have the shipping address on the account you're calling in about today?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I'm calling in about the account.
Oh, can I have the shipping address on the account you're calling about?
Shipping address?
Okay. Yes, I need to finish verifying the account.
Yeah. 9 East Way.
Okay.
Bronxville, New York.
Thank you for that.
What would it be? I have any idea.
Okay. I've located an account with that information today that is for the contest entry, ma'am. So allow me just a moment to review this account real quick. So this was created when you entered a contest for a Dyson's vacuum. It allowed you to sign up for our meal planning app called Bites Hub, ma'am.
No,
so the meal planning app is a
fraud because I saw something, but I never ordered anything. Those things that come up with you're gonna take this as a prize, I never ever do that. I never been charged or an app or anything else. This is fraud. So I would like to have my money back, please.
So you never did a survey or?
No.
Did any type of contest entry for the meal plan?
No, I did not. I went right by it. This is a scam. This is scam
stuff. Yeah, I do apologize. I'm looking over the account right now. So you never did any type of, you didn't do the order for the Dyson's vacuum that would have allowed you to place this order for the meal plan?
No.
And no one else in your household did that, ma'am?
No.
Okay. I understand. Well, I'll be happy to get this file, this fraud, then for you today. I do need to verify. Is there currently a dispute with your bank?
Can you understand that?
Is there currently a dispute with your bank, ma'am?
A dispute.
Is that what you're saying? With your bank. Yeah, I'm going to dispute it to my bank. Oh, and all that's like 20.
Is there currently one?
Excuse me?
Have you filed one as of right now, ma'am? As of today, is there an active dispute?
No, I haven't done it yet, but I will.
Okay, so you haven't done it yet. Thank you for verifying. That's all I need to verify.
Because I have no idea what this is on my bill. No idea. No apps, no nothing. No quiz, no. I don't do it because I know what they do. No. See. Say hello and stuff.
Okay, ma'am, I'm still here. So I'll go ahead and get this filed as fraud, ma'am, as I'm reviewing the account. Now, I do want to let you know whenever we file anything as fraud, we will go ahead and contact the local authorities and provide them with the IP address on the account for them to go ahead and verify the owner of the device that was used. When the order was placed online, your local authorities will also verify the location of where this order took place when it was placed online. Would you like to proceed forward with this fraud claim?
I think Robert should handle this.
Yeah.
Should I
just take cancel all your things?
I want you to cancel everything.
So the account's canceled out. I can file it as fraud for you, and that would allow me to address the charges for you, ma'am. Would you like me to do that for you?
What would you be doing?
So whenever we file anything as fraud, we go ahead and contact the local authorities in your area, and we provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify the owner of that device that was used when the order was placed online. They'll also verify the location of where this took place when it was placed online.
He's telling me they're not going
to.
They basically investigate who made the order when online and where that took place when it was placed online. Would you like me to proceed forward with filing this as fraud?
No, I'm going to give it to my guy who helps me with my account, Citibank. I'm going to let him put it together.
Since you don't want to file it as fraud with us, what I can go ahead and do for you as a courtesy for that most recent charge is I can provide you with a refund of 75% back to the account, ma'am. And that is a one-time courtesy.
Mm-hmm.
That would be on the most recent 75? charge.
75?
75% on the most recent charge, ma'am.
So what would that come to?
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment.
So,
one moment I calculate that.
Thank you.
First month was
75%.
Second month was
75%.
December, right?
Mm.
December. This is January.
Yeah.
This is the recent.
Yeah,
maybe. That'd be $37.
How much?
$37.41.
But
it's
2 months.
It's gonna be another.
That'd be on the most recent one. That was the December 19th charge. The January 18th charge did not go through. It was declined.
Oh. All right. So this is for one.
This would be for the December charge.
And how will you handle the other month?
I do apologize. It would just be on the December charge, ma'am. I can always file it as fraud, and that will allow me to address both of the charges for you.
I
really did not ever do this, so if I do remember seeing a bunch of vacuums, but I passed it by. I didn't
So what they do is they must pick up something on your phone.
Yeah.
That you looked at it.
So.
But I never ordered it. That's my word. I did never order anything
so
like that.
On December, they're going to give you money
this
back.
Is January.
January, she said no.
No, okay. No, I shouldn't get it at all.
Right? Right.
Okay, and this would be...
For December refund.
Yeah, I guess so, but I should have given this to Robert.
Would you like me to proceed forward with the fraud claim for you, ma'am, then? To address both of the charges for you?
Is that proceed with the... With the
fraud?
Yeah.
Well,
or he'll...
Yeah, what, I see that's...
Or either this one, yeah.
37, 47, 12. Should I do it because I know I'm right, or should?
Yeah, it's all right.
Okay. Do this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. I'm calling my guys, but I'll cancel this thing, okay? And we'll be fine with that much, I guess.
I'm sorry.
Right?
So, what do you want me to do, ma'am?
Refund of $37.99 and nothing for the next month, right?
So this would be on the December charge. The January charge was declined. This would be on the December charge for you.
Oh, absolutely. All right, that's easier because I can't get a hold of him right now. Let's do that.
Let's do what?
I don't want my name on this, whatever it is. It's an app? No, what is it?
It's a meal planning app, ma'am, is what we signed up for. BiteHub.
Meal
planning?
Yes, ma'am.
But they're saying I ordered this?
So it was a meal planning app, ma'am. It was created back in, one moment, November 19th, ma'am, is when this was initially created.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, let's leave it at that. This is a mistake. I hope I never hear from you people again. And thank you. We'll just do this, the payment that we're going to get back, credit.
So you want me to proceed forward with a 75% refund? Okay.
And do I have, this is my Citibank, right?
No, ma'am. I'm not associated with Citibank. I'm with the merchant. Bites Hub, ma'am.
Do you understand him?
Can you repeat
I am
that?
Not associated with your bank, ma'am. I am associated with the merchant, Bites Hub. I'm the floor supervisor in the fraud department for the merchant, ma'am. Bites Hub. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. All right, thank you.
Okay, please stay on the line while I get this refunded for you, ma'am.
What?
Stay on the line.
Okay. Sure, thank you.
Good. Let me just tell Robert.
He's on there.
I'm still here. I'm working on your refund. I'm still here working on your refund. Thank you for your patience, ma'am.
Sure,
she's working on the refund.
Yeah.
I'm still here. Thank you for your patience.
Yeah, sure. It's okay.
I'm almost done with your refund. Thank you for your patience. I'm still here working on your refund.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Your refund has been successfully issued, ma'am.
Yeah.
Your refund has been successfully issued, ma'am.
Yes.
I have a confirmation number when you're ready.
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. You ready for it, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. It's gonna be $37. It's gonna and 41 cents is your change. And that confirmation number is 6-8-3-1-4-1-8-3-8-5.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So your refund will be back on your account, ma'am, within
very
the next
good.
3 to 5 business days, okay?
Very good. Yep. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Let me get out of this.
Good.
So,